it's in a book. Reading Rainbow, I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow. Reading Rainbow, I can be anything. Take a look, it's in a book.
Shadows and light go together. So whenever you see a shadow, you'll always find light. When you think about it, light is pretty amazing. I mean, you can see it, but you can't touch it, you can't taste it, you can't smell it, you can't hold it in your hands. So, what is it?
Light is the opposite of dark.
Light makes trees and flowers grow.
Light travels faster than anything.
It goes 186,000 miles per second.
Light is really beautiful.
Light is what lets me read.
Without light, we couldn't see anything.
Light comes from headlights and streetlights.
Light comes from your television set.
It comes from glowworms,
fireflies,
and fireworks,
candles.
Light comes from the sun.
Well, there are lots of ways of describing light. Here's how some experts explain it. Light is made up of billions of tiny particles. Now, these particles are so small, you can't even see them. They're called photons. When these photons hit an object, they bounce off that object and go into your eyes. Then your eyes and brain work together, creating an image and allowing you to see. These tiny photons are fast. They move much, much faster than anything we know, and they travel in straight lines. Now, if light travels in straight lines, what happens if something gets in the way? A shadow is formed. When I place my hand in front of the lamp, the light can't get through. It gets blocked. So my hand casts a shadow on the wall. And wherever my hand blocks the light, that's where the shadow is made. See? Now, the size of a shadow depends on the distance an object is from the light. Here. When I place this butterfly close to the lamp, it makes a huge shadow. But watch this. It's the incredible shrinking butterfly. See, the shadow gets smaller the farther away it is from the lamp. Now, shadows can be a lot of fun, but they can also be very useful. Have you ever seen one of these before? This is called a sundial. And hundreds of years ago, people used these to tell time. No electricity, no batteries, just sunlight and shadows. The sun is the biggest source of light in our world. Did you know that you can tell the time of day by the shadows the sun makes? Here's how it works. Early in the morning, shadows are long. As the sun changes position in the sky, shadows get shorter until noon, when they practically disappear. Then they start getting longer again until sunset. Long ago, people noticed that the shadows made by the sun changed shape and position throughout the day.
Hey, let's do lunch once the shadow hits that big rock over there.
Sounds good to me.
Thousands of years ago, people came up with a great idea. They took a stick and marked the ground around it with lines. The sun's changing position in the sky caused the shadow to move past the lines. So you could actually tell the time of day by the position of the stick's shadow.
Where have you been? Just look at that stick.
That stick eventually led to the first sundial, one of the earliest inventions to tell time. There are shadows everywhere in your life, if you know where to look. And of all of the shadows in the world, I have a personal favorite. And no matter where I go, that shadow is always with me. There's always me and my shadow.
My Shadow. By Robert Louis Stevenson. Illustrated by Ted Rand. Read by Robert Guillaume. I have a little shadow that goes in and out with me. And what can be the use of him is more than I can see. He is very, very like me from the heels up to the head. And I see him jump before me when I jump into my bed. The funniest thing about him is the way he likes to grow. Not at all like proper children, which is always very slow. For he sometimes shoots up taller like an India rubber ball, and sometimes gets so little, there's none of him at all. He hasn't got a notion of how children ought to play, and can only make a fool of me in every sort of way. He stays so close beside me, he's a coward, you can see. I'd think shame to stick to Nursie as that shadow sticks to me. One morning, very early, before the sun was up, I rose and found the shining dew on every buttercup. But my lazy little shadow, like an arrant sleepyhead, had stayed at home behind me and was fast asleep in bed.
That's great, Sonny. This is my friend Sonny Fontana. He's from Venezuela, and he is a master at making shadows on the wall.
Thank you.
I love what you were doing there. You did a dog first,
yeah.
Right? That was great.
Yeah.
And then that was a rabbit, running, and
yeah.
Then we were doing foxes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I would love to learn some more of these.
Okay, it's possible you want to learn how is the eagle?
The eagle.
Okay,
show me that one.
Hands like this.
Okay.
No?
Like that?
Yes. Close your fingers.
Close the fingers,
okay.
All right.
Put hands like that.
And
like this.
Okay. Yeah.
And you can do this movement, and you can see how the eagle
flies. He's flying, yeah.
Fly.
I love making these shadows.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, show me one more.
Okay. Like the fox.
Uh-huh.
No, like the fox, like this.
There we
okay?
go. Uh-huh.
And with another hand, you put like this. And you have the deer.
Yeah. Oh, look, those are the antlers.
Yeah. You can do the deer like this.
Wow, look at that. Wow. That's amazing. So your hands really have to be limber and nimble to do these shadows,
don't
they?
But with practice, it's easy, no? And you can do some exercise prepare for you can do the hand shadows.
You have exercises?
If you put your hands like this, right. You can close your fingers, mm-hmm. no? And beginning.
Wow. I tell you, it's not so easy for me, but you've been doing this a long time.
Yes, 19 years.
19 years.
Around the world, yeah.
Now, I know you tell stories with your shadows,
yes,
too, sometimes, right?
You want to see the romantic monkey?
Romantic monkey, show
me
that. Look at that. And kissing? Oh, that's incredible. Can you do people too?
Oh, yes. Old man. Grandpa.
Yeah.
Also, Abraham Lincoln.
You do Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah.
Amazing. That's Abraham Lincoln, all right.
Yeah. And also, can I do your face, too?
You can't do me.
Yeah.
But you do
like
a shadow
this,
of me?
Sure. Look at this.
This I want to see.
It's easy. Look at this.
Sonny, that's amazing. Now, I know you do some really fantastic shadows, some incredible ones. I want to see what you do.
Okay.
All right?
There are moments when shadow and light come together to create the most amazing images. And sometimes they're the kind of pictures that you'd like to capture and keep.
My name is Andrea Davis and I'm a photographer. And I've been a photographer for 8 years. The word photography means drawing with light. It's broken up into two parts. Photo, which means light, and graph, which means drawing. I like being a photographer because I like the way it trains me to look at things. Photography allows me to pick and choose what I want to see in the world. When you photograph, you definitely transform the world because what you're doing is you're sort of giving your interpretation, you know, the way you see things. So you could be walking down the street and you are able to pick out that one moment that looks very interesting and looks very different. This is a 35mm camera, and it's one of the cameras I use a lot. And like all cameras, it's basically a box, and it keeps all the light from hitting the film, except the light that's coming through the lens here. And to make a photograph, we want to control how much light hits the film. And one of the ways we do that is through the shutter. When the shutter is open for more time, more light hits the film. And when the shutter is open for less time, less light hits the film. Another way of controlling how much light you're allowed to hit the film is with the iris on the lens. Here, and I'll show you that from the back. The iris is sort of like the pupils of your eyes. You know, like if you go outside in the sun and it's really bright, the pupils in your eyes will get really small. Or if you go inside and it's really dark, your pupils will get really wide. And that's sort of what the iris on the lens does. It allows more light to come into the camera to hit the film. Now we're ready to load the film into the camera. And film basically is a long strip of plastic that's coated with chemicals that have particles of silver attached to it. And the silver, when the light hits it, will turn black. And the degree to which it turns black depends on how bright or how dark the thing is that you're taking the picture of. Okay, and don't worry about this part of the film, because this part is already ruined because we've allowed a lot of light to hit it. So what we're going to do is close the camera, and then we're going to advance the film. And now we're ready to take a picture. Why am I a photographer? Well, it started for me in terms of where I'm from. Where I grew up, it's very sunny. It's in Jamaica. There are a lot of harsh shadows and a lot of harsh light. It's very bright light. The people are dark and, you know, they live in a very bright environment. So I just got very interested in that play between bright and dark. And where that comes about is usually in the shadows. Outside, I create photographs using light and shadow created by the sun. But inside, in the studio, I use light and shadow created by me.
And then turn this light on.
I usually try to stay with one light, one very bright light.
Eyeshadow.
And then I introduce different objects in between the light and the subject. I like to use lace curtains because they create almost this busy feeling in the background. That sort of, it gives life to the pictures, I think.
And now I'm going to take the picture.
Usually when I'm in the studio, I use a different kind of camera called a view camera.
That's good.
And it makes a larger negative and gives me a very sharp image.
What I'm gonna do is check everything on my camera is where I want it to be before I take the picture. We're just gonna take one, yes, just like that. Stare straight at me, okay? Good. Now we're gonna turn the chair around. So let's try your cheek the other way, like this.
Right, just like that. That's nice.
Good. And then you want to come and take my picture over here? I'll set it up here.
What everybody should know about photography is that it takes a little bit of practice and a little bit of discipline in terms of training yourself to look at things differently. But anybody can do it, and it's a lot of fun.
Now you're going to tell me everything that I should do.
Like, put your, yeah, okay. Like that.
Once the film is shot, I go into the dark room, which is like the inside of a camera. No light can get in here, but I have this red safety light which won't harm the film. Once the negative is developed, by putting it in chemicals, I can turn on the light and hang the film up to dry. Next, I make a positive image or a print from the negative. To actually print a photograph, I need an enlarger. And an enlarger shines light through the negative and onto a piece of light-sensitive paper. I'm actually creating a kind of shadow on the paper from the negative. And just like with the negative, I put the paper into developing chemicals. Whenever I see the image coming up on the paper out of nowhere, it always feels like magic.
Shadows are amazing. They entertain us, they can tell us what time it is, they even keep us company. So if you'd like to know more about shadows, here are some books that'll shed a little more light on the subject. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Hi, I'm Ishan. I like to play a game where I have to catch my own shadow, but it's very difficult. In this book, Shadows and Reflections, you can catch plenty of shadows and some neat reflections too. And there's something different about this book. It doesn't have words, just great photographs. Each picture has a shadow or reflection to discover. Can you figure out what this shadow is? How about this shadow on the taxi? Looks like a fence to me. I know that one. It's Cats in the Cradle. Wow, check out that Ferris wheel. That's cool. This is lots of fun. In fact, it's so much fun that I have a new game for you. Go outside and find your own shadows and reflections.
I have a friend who's with me all the time. My friend can change shape and size and only disappears when it's totally dark. You have one too. It's your shadow. The boy in this book has the same friend that you and I have. His shadow follows him down the street to the park and hides in the trees. In the summertime, they go to the beach and swim together. His shadow swims underwater, dancing and shaking and never holding still. Sometimes the boy's shadow is so tall, it could touch the treetops. And sometimes it's short and chubby. The best thing about having a shadow is that you can tell all your secrets and you know that they'll be safe. I love this story. And I think you will too, or my name isn't Blair Mandel.
Want to make some really neat pictures? All you need is a light, a wall, your hands, and this book, Shadow Graphs. Each page shows how you can make a shadow picture. Wow, take a look at this. This one's easy. Here's a tricky one. This one will take some practice. Once you've got the hang of it, you can make up your own stories. Like you could make a snake looking for dinner. What would he eat? Not a kangaroo, maybe a rabbit. I'm Michael Sanchez, and I had fun with this book. I hope you will too.
Thank you.
shine some light on almost anything, and it turns into something magical. And one thing's for certain. When you step into the light and turn around, you'll always find your shadow. I'll see you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow books are My Shadow by Robert Louis Stevenson, illustrated by Ted Rand, published by G.P. Putnam's Sons, a division of the Putnam and Grosset Group. Shadows and Reflections by Tana Hoban, published by Green Willow Books, a division of William Morrow and Company. I Have a Friend by Keiko Narahashi, published by Margaret K. McElderry Books. Shadowgraphs Anyone Can Make by Phila H. Webb and Jane Corby, published by Running Press.